Hey you all, it is Elder Tysier Davis. I am back, and today we have a special guest with us today, Chief Apostle Mark Rouse. Yes, he is with us, and he is the General Overseer of House of Tamar World Outreach Ministries, him and along with the Assistant Overseer, Pastor Venus Rouse, and I'm just glad he's here with us today. He has something to talk about, and I just asked him to come on with us because he's a very knowledgeable man. He is a wonderful person. I can't tell you how much he's blessed me. I can't wait for you all to bless you. So join us with our special guest today, Chief Apostle Mark Rouse, on Let's Chop It Up. Hello, everybody. It's Elder Tysier Davis, and as I told you last week, I have a very special guest with us, Chief Apostle Mark Rouse. He is with us today. A mighty man of God and my mentor, and let's just get him on. How are you, Apostle?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing this fine rainy evening?
I am doing wonderful. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, a little bit about your ministry. What is the name of your ministry, and how did it come to be?
The name of our ministry, well, I'm glad you asked me that question, first of all. The name of our ministry is called the House of Tamar World Outreach Ministries. And the House of Tamar came about in 2009. God had transferred our name from the New Millennium International Ministry to the House of Tamar. And God gave the new name to my wife, Pastor Venus, my beautiful, darling, wonderful, lovely wife.
Yes.
God gave the name to her. With the name, God gave me the vision. Mm-hmm. So he gave her the name, but he gave me the vision. And the name Tamar comes from the daughter of David. King David, whose daughter's name was Tamar. And the reason God gave us that name is because Tamar was raped or molested by her brother, Amnon. And Amnon did what he did to her. And the Bible says that she begged him not to do it and everything, but he did it, and then he tossed her aside. Well, his other brothers heard about it, and she wound up staying at her brother's side, and they killed Amnon. But the thing that God pulled out to Pastor Venus and I is this, that nobody dealt with her issues. Her father didn't deal with it. Her mother didn't deal with it. Mm-hmm. Nobody dealt with Tamar's issues. Tamar died with her hidden issues because nobody came to address them. Yes, they may have killed Amnon, but that wasn't the issue that addressed, because you still didn't deal with Tamar. Wow. So our ministry in itself deals with the hidden foul issues of people that have unresolved issues that nobody tends to deal with, but they leave them lagering, and they leave them hanging on, and they grow older with them, and they may die with those issues because those issues were never resolved.
Wow, that's amazing. Getting that revelation from that particular verse, and I think that is absolutely wonderful, and I believe it ties in with what we're going to discuss today. And what is public success and private failure, if I'm correct?
Yes.
And
public,
so
public success and private failure. What it means is this, that you are a public, in the people's eye, you're a public success. They think you got all this going on.
Right.
They're like, oh, his name is so great. Your name is ringing out across the country and everything like that. Case in point, with the stuff that we've been seeing in the news with these people's names, like Bill Cosby and everything like that. Not putting no slam on Bill Cosby. That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But in the people's eyes, these are public figures with public success. You feel like you pattern your life, you're in charge, you believe in them and everything. But hidden in the background is their private failures. And a lot of times, if you don't address private failures, those failures come to knock you down from the public and bring you down out of the public's eye and make you fall and falter.
Right. As regular people, how do we deal with our private failures? Some people don't know how to call out for help, you know. How do we address it?
Well, and you hit a key point, because no, they don't. Because see, they're screaming on the inside, but nobody's taking the time out to hear them. Case in point with myself, I can be smiling on the inside, and you know, I can hide my behind my smile, and nobody knows that I'm really struggling with things in my life, my private issues, or what I go through, and everything like that. And but I'm smiling, and they said, well, he seems like he's okay, so ain't nothing wrong with him. And everything, but nobody understands the issue that you have on the inside. So what you have to do is this. When I was in North Carolina, as a matter of fact, I was part in Charlotte, North Carolina. God started dealing with me about a book, about something that he had gave me years ago in Peoria, Illinois. It's called God Uses Black Sheep, or we're living rephrase that God uses flawed sheep.
Right.
And in it, it dealt with the issues that I was wrestling with. It dealt with the things that I was going through. And in all of that, God told me, Mark, he said, the anointing that's on your life is supposed to deal with your hidden issues.
Wow. Wow. That's deep, ain't it?
Yeah, it is deep. Because, see, nobody understands what you're going through, because first of all, we don't want to deal with what we have learned to do as a society is to hide them under drugs, hide them under all kind of other things, hide them under relationships that we're in, hide them behind homosexuality, any of these things, because nobody deals with lesbianism, alcoholism, abuse. We have learned to hide behind these things, because we have not learned how to address these things. And nobody knows, because if they ever got confessed, they'll tell you that they were molested. If they told you the truth, people wouldn't want to be near them. They'll tell you that they will call up, had illicit affairs. My father had incest with me, or my mother had incest with me. My uncle did it, you know, and nobody really deals with it. And see, they have not learned to deal, so we have learned how to camouflage it.
Right.
And we go on along. We feel like that if we push it out of our mind, we won't have to think about it no more. If we knock it out of our mind, we ain't got to see it no more. But that monster tends to come back. It tends to come back. Or something that God gave me some time ago, not too long ago, and I was sharing with people, and I kind of shared it on my show. And it deals with the skeletons in your closet. So we learn how to hide the skeletons in the closet.
Right.
But the closet wasn't made for the skeleton. It was made for clothes.
Mm. Wow. Wow. That happens to us. And even as one of the things that I try to explain on this show is that even though I am an elder, I have my own personal problems, personal skeletons, if you will. But how do other leaders wrestle with this? Because other leaders, there are countless leaders, pastors, bishops, elders like myself, who have these problems that they don't feel as though that they could address. How do we address that issue with leadership?
Well, as leaders, our job is to go back to the originator, the planner of our life. That was God. And I got real with God. I said, God, I got a problem with this thing. I don't know how to let it go. I said, I know how. I'm a master at failure, but I'm not a master at success. Facing. facing, what I was going through, what I was wrestling with, my inner demons, my inner struggle of what I had, because nobody could help me.
Wow.
Or they didn't want to help me. And the reason why, because they don't have help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They don't know how to deal with their own. So I had to learn how to turn and face my monsters.
Wow. Wow.
And so the thing is, you have to, and that's not an easy thing, Elder Tysier.
Right.
Because it takes courage to face the monsters that that was created in your life, or the torment that you go through in your life. It takes courage and tenacity and grit. And the Lord said, and that's something that he reminded me. He said, Mark, when you were in the streets, you didn't let nobody put their hands on you, and you didn't let nobody do that. I said, no, God, because you know I go ballistic in a minute. He said, okay, so then why are you allowing the devil to punk you?
Wow.
Cruel word, but it hit me where I hurt with that. And I'm like, oh. And so I had to learn how to turn and face that thing. I didn't say it's not an easy thing, but it took years of always turning to face the monsters I created.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know why you want to face them?
Why is that?
Because Frankenstein always turns on his creator.
Yeah. Wow.
And so you have to learn how to turn and face the struggles, the incest that you went through,
mm-hmm.
The molestation that you went. I went back to all those people that did the things to me and said the things to me that they did. And I told them I forgave you and everything like that. And I ain't saying we're going to be buddies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go out to lunch. We're going to come by, you know, we're going to get close again. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I had to let them go for my sake.
Right.
Not for theirs, but for mine. I had to forgive them for me so that I can be free. But they never asked for forgiveness, and to this day, they still don't say, you know, yeah, we were wrong, but they like, that's okay. Okay, whatever, you all right. You know, all they
right.
saw is me act out, because a lot of times people are, when you see folks acting out, it's because they are wrestling with something that's going on the inside of them. That's those hidden struggles. That's those hidden issues that we refuse to face. And that thing is attacking you at night. Yeah, that's why a lot of folks stay out with their friends, want to go party, want to drink, do all these kind of things, so that you can comatose yourself or anesthetize yourself so you don't have to face these things.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But that thing is going to follow you, because don't forget, because not only is it going to follow you, but you are transferring that thing down to your children.
Mm. And that is quite something. Transfer to future generations, and something that we hope to talk about. So that is a very deep, deep subject. Now, so Apostle, with you just mentioned passing it on to your children. Explain how that works, and please expound on that.
Okay, when I say transferring on, because everything is tied to bloodline.
Mm.
Everything's tied to bloodline, and it's tied to your spirit. So we call it transferring of spirit,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that in bloodline, because the culture that you were raised under, you teach your child from that same culture.
Right.
You teach your children everything like that. You teach them how to hide things. You teach them, you said negative things about them because it was done to you. Abused people abuse other people.
Mm-hmm.
Abusers wind up abusing others. And so because you are abused, now you're abusing your children.
Right.
Now you're abusing your loved ones. You're calling them nappy head, you know, like they used to call you, or slapping them upside the head with something, or telling them they ain't gonna be no good. All you're doing is transferring that same demonic, bitter attitude and spirit down to another generation. And if it's not careful, if it's not resolved, then they are going to transfer it down to their children's children. The Bible puts it like this. He said, you leave an inheritance to your children's children. Well, that works in the negative, too. If this is your treasure, he said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a treasure, then you are transferring that same ungodly, that nasty attitude down to your children. And a lot of times women do it in their pregnancy, because that's what they tell mothers, don't be bitter when you make, because else that child going to be affected by it and everything. Don't be a whiny, because that baby going to be affected by it. That's why they say when you don't do drugs or crack like that, because all you're doing is making a crack baby. That's the same thing in the spirit. You cannot allow this thing to be transferred to another generation. It must stop with you.
That is something, the transfer of that for children. And what I really feel touched that deeply, because a lot of us do transfer stuff to people. But I would also like to ask you, some people don't even know they have problems, Apostle. Some people think they're A-okay, and they think they're, you know those people, they think they're all perfect and whatnot, but it, deep down, they may not know it. They may not know it, but how can we address these problems? How can we, you know, untangle them? How can we discover these problems that we have?
Well, the way, what you just said, is because people won't be real with themselves. Remember I was talking about hiding and if out of sight, out of mind, that's what those people are dealing with. Because I ain't think nothing was wrong with me. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. But I wasn't. I was still wrestling. And so what it is, you have to be real with yourself, or you have to be real with what you're facing. I ain't telling you got to tell nobody, because if you don't feel comfortable with talking to nobody, at least write it down so you can have what I started doing was writing down what I was wrestling with, what I was facing. And then when I saw certain things on paper, I said, is this why I listen to certain things? Because I felt them. I love ballads. Anybody that know me know I love Luther, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Isley Brothers. But I listened to them because I wasn't getting love at home and everything like that. I was getting unloved. And so those love ballads were my cushion to put love in my heart, so it made me dream and fantasize about having a perfect relationship. Not saying that there's anything wrong with the music, because I still love the music. I still listen to it sometimes, you know, so I can romance my wife even more, be a better man toward her, and spoil her like I spoil her. That's why I need y'all pray, because she's real spoiled. But anyway.
Right.
I had to first... the issue, if you can't talk to nobody, start writing it down. Most folks kept diaries, and if you go back and look at their diaries, if they ever show you their diaries, then they'll feel like you know the essence of their heart. They're speaking to you from their soul. And in that diary, you'll find out that they shared what their dad did to them, or their mom did to them, or who in the family did something to them, or one of their peers or friends. But they didn't want to say nothing because they were afraid that they would get blamed for it. And to some extent, some of them have been blamed for it. And so we tend to act like it don't exist because it's out of sight, out of mind.
Right. Wow. That is something crazy with that. All of this that you've been saying is right on the money with us. Now, how does this pertain to 2020? How does this pertain? We're in a new decade, the second decade of a new millennium. How does this pertain to 2020? Why is this so important?
It pertains to this decade because this is you are right now on the threshold of stepping into some of your greatest blessings, your greatest anointing, or facing. 2020 is also, if you understand, 2020 is the vision as well. Because you want a perfect vision is 2020 and everything like that. So it's time to deal with that stuff. In other words, you shouldn't bring that same, the reason is you can't bring that same mentality from 2019 all the way back into 2020. At some point in your life, you have to let these albatrosses go, or these things weighing on your life go. And it's time, because you have to move forward now. Your life has got to get better. You know, like I said, you got children now. You don't want your child growing up through the same mistakes that you made. You want them to be better than you. better than you and be more successful than you. You don't want them to go because you remember how miserable it made you. You remember the nights that you cried, or the nights that you thought about committing suicide, or the days that you thought about turning the gun on yourself, or going to kill the person that did it to you.
Mm.
You don't want your child reliving and rehashing the same kind of nightmare. If it was done to you, it's going to be 10 times double on them.
Mm. Wow.
Because the Bible said, whatever you sow, you shall also reap. So if you sow to the wind, you'll reap a whirlwind.
Wow.
So if you sow these things into your kids, then your kids will come back twice the child of hell, worse than you. And it's going to take more, because if you don't deal with it, then that thing's going to be too strong for them, because you have not taught them how to deal with this thing. You have not taught them how to fight this thing. You have not taught them how to back up from this thing. What you have did was let them exist and go on, or you'll get over it. But you don't understand. The kids these days is committing suicide from being bullied. And that spirit comes to bully them every time.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, preach, Ralph.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. But even with children, how do children, you know, we're coming into this, you know, we're in a new year and we're in a new season in today, you know, parenting is a little different, you know, raising children is different. How do children, how are children supposed to deal with their own hidden fears and hiddenness? How are they supposed to deal with that?
Well, they need someone to talk to. They're trying to find an outlet.
Right.
They want to talk, that's why they stay on their cell phones 24 hours a day. That's why they doing this and doing that, the rap music and all that. It's to get their mind off of what they're going through.
Right.
Because if they can't talk to mom and daddy, they're going to find somebody to talk to. I don't care if it's a parent that comes to pervert your daughter, or someone that wants to get them tied up into an illicit affair. They need some outlet. And if that person is the one that comes and gives them that outlet, then guess what? You have just turned your children over into the hand of the enemy.
Mm. Wow. So we need to watch out for our children and watch out for children. I don't have any personally, but, you know, protect our children and,
yes,
and keep an eye on them, really. So, Apostle, I believe God has given you a really grip on this topic. He's given you this to preach everyone. Apostle, Chief Apostle Rouse has a radio. He's on the radio, and I'm going to let you say it because, you know, I can run my mouth about you all day, but I'm going to let you tell him. You're on the radio in Dallas, Texas. And you say the name. You give it out. Tell us about that.
I'm on the radio KHBN Heaven 97. That's 9:70 a.m. And on the radio on every Monday from 10 to 10:15, where I encourage people to stand up and fight the thing that's fighting them. I encourage people for the week, so that they can make it through their week and come out successful and come out on top of everything. And also, I'm on Facebook Live here that same Monday, right after the radio show. I'm on Facebook Live addressing situations and addressing issues and addressing topics. And if anyone has any questions, then just go on my Facebook page from the Apostle's Desk and leave a message, and I will address whatever they need addressing on my show. On my Facebook Live page, or if they have questions they want to ask, they can come on there and ask me, and we will address it. We will deal with it because my job is not to beat you down,
right,
but to teach you how to be a success. You're no longer you may have public success, but you're still failing privately. And it's the privately things that's killing you in public. Because those private things will come and embarrass you in public.
Wow. Amen. That is something. I fully support anybody listening to Chief Apostle Rouse. I just wanted to get that out there. He does have a radio show. He's been, you know, he's been preached almost everywhere, from Florida to Chicago, Milwaukee, and stationed in Texas. And tell us some of the things that you have coming up. Marriage conference, I believe, in June. Please,
yes,
tell us a little about that.
right now. It's for married, single, and divorced. We deal with the marriage issues for the married couple, for the singles that want to get married, and then for those that have gone through a divorce, because the divorce rate is higher in the church than it is in the world. So therefore, we are addressing on all points, because those that have gone through divorce in church, people have made them feel like God don't want to have nothing to do because you didn't do what God told you to do, and that's not true. God will heal you of all your divorce things that you've gone through so that your life can be made whole and enjoy your life. As singles, you should be enjoying your life, like going on cruises and you know, just fun things. Like me, when I was single, I would travel the country. I got to travel to California, got to see the Grand Canyon. I went on an Indian reservation, did a lot of things when I was single. And this is all while I was single and by myself. So it's the same thing with that. You know, you want to get out and enjoy yourself and live your life wholly before you get married and everything like that, or even after you get married, enjoy life together. And so those are the things, that's what our marriage company is going to deal with. Dealing with the married couple, strengthening their marriage, strengthening everything. And then the key thing about it, which blows a lot of people away, is Pastor Venus and I preach together. They have never seen that on that wise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. So Pastor Venus is the, She is Chief Apostle Rouse's wife, and she's also the assistant pastor for House of Tamar as well. And yeah, she's very sweet, but when she gets that microphone, when she gets up and starts preaching, it's a whole nother ball game. So you know, that's who Pastor, I don't know if we made that known, but that's who Pastor Venus is. Shout out Pastor V. But that's who she is. And the marriage conference, they've done it in the past and it's wonderful. Also, House of Tamar's re-grand opening. Tell us about that, Apostle.
Our grand opening, it will be, and also it's our grand opening and anniversary, and it will be July 11th here in Dallas, Texas. We are getting ready to launch the ministry here. We came down because God sent us here. We saw what needed to be to address the ills of the people, and from what I sat around, he allowed me to go in and out and see what was going on, because I don't believe I should come here and start preaching like I got it all together or know what's going on without going to know what's going on. You got to be like a doctor. You have to assess the situation, mm-hmm. assess what's keeping the patient sick, assess what environment that they're in and everything like that, mm-hmm. excuse me, and then address it. Mm-hmm. And now that I have I've done it, now grand open is July the 11th, which is a Saturday, and we're excited about it, and we're elated about it. Now, Pastor Venus and I will be launching our ministry to help and to build God's people. And not only build you so that you can come to church, but we want to build you until that you take church even into your home, where the power of God goes home with you, that you don't leave it at the church after you get through showering, you know, and go out to dinner with somebody else, but you left the presence of God back there. No, we want to teach you how to take the presence of God into your everyday living, the place where you eat at, the place where you sleep at, like Solomon did when he built God that temple. God, after he did all that accolade, God met him in his house when Solomon was getting ready to lay down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is something that's amazing. So marriage conference is in June and the church anniversary July 11th on Saturday in Dallas, Texas. So people in the Dallas, Fort, and Apostle, help me, Dallas and Fort Worth, I think. Dallas and Fort Worth area. There'll be more. I'll drop more information on that when we get closer to that time.
That's also in Irving. That includes Irving, Texas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, all parts of Texas that want to converge there. We will be there for you.
Right. And they are relocated from Milwaukee. And I've been blessed by them. I've just been very blessed by them. I'll just say that for a long time now. So that's what they're having. I'm going to the singles event. I'm going to make my way to the singles event myself, and I want to get down to church anniversary. But just want to thank you, Chief Apostle, for coming on with us today. And let's chop it up. He will be back. I'm not asking him. I'm telling him. He will be back. I don't know when, but we have to have him back. He's been such a blessing. And we have a little more time, Apostle. So please just, this is for about the next 2-3 minutes. Just pour out what's on your heart. This is all for you.
Okay, I missed what you said, sir. What did you say?
Oh, this is just, we just have a little bit of time left, too. We have about 3 to 4 minutes. Just if you have anything else to say, this is all for you.
Okay. Well, I just want you to be encouraged, those of you that are tuned in and that listen to this on a regular basis. I want you to not be afraid to face what you're going through. Have the strength to pray and believe God will heal you. In that vein. Matter of fact, I do want to pray with you. And it goes like, Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray for those that tune into this show that need your encouragement, that need your strength. God, they don't know how to face what they've gone through. And know that, God, they're still hiding in their caves of medulla. But God, they need your deliverance to bring them out, to encourage them to come out, and to show you and to shine your light in the area of where they're devastated at. God, so that you can build them and strengthen them in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that they will walk away successful at peace. God, even though the enemy will keep bringing it back, but let them start walking in peace and no longer struggling with the situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank you, Chief Apostle. I just want to thank you very much for coming on with us. And as always, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, listeners, because you are important. You already know, for the continuous listeners, you know the drill. I was minister. We went over this earlier. I'm Elder Tysier Davis. It doesn't matter who you are, Greek, Muslim, Jew, atheist. We want you to just come on and let's chop it up with us. We believe in the Christian faith. We are Christians here that we are, but we do not discriminate. If you have questions, come and ask. You already know. We appreciate you because the goal for this podcast is to empower you, to strengthen you, and to encourage you. And it is a branch of Missionary Temple United Ministries where I oversee, and in which Missionary Temple United Ministries is a branch of House of Tamar. So we just want to thank Chief Apostle for coming on with us today. We want to thank you all, the listeners, and we love you. And we want, and if you have any questions for Chief Apostle, go on Facebook, The Apostle's Desk, The Apostle's Desk, and ask any questions for him. Or if you have any questions for him, we'll take them. We'll take them. You already know, for those who are on Anchor, if you're not, but that's fine. If you're on Anchor, just send a message and we'll get that also. But he also has his shows on Mondays. And on K Apostle, say it one more time. KHVN.
KHVN, Heaven 97, or it's 970 AM on your radio dial. You can tune in every Monday from 10 to 10:15.
Right, and you can also go online. So you can also go online and listen to it.
Yes.
Right, and we can also go online and listen to it. So we just thank you. God bless you. I love you all. Stay strong, stay empowered. And until next time, keep the faith. Remember this year, watching the light, watch what's positive, watch what's pure, what is holy, what is, think on good things. Okay. So I'm out. I got stuff to do, people to see, money moves to make. God bless you and stay strong. And we'll chop it up next time.